This is Jay Sekulow. It's tax day, April 15th. Ask yourself this. Why are we giving our taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
While we're taking on this horrifying agenda, extremist groups have been using outrageous tactics to try to weaken our ability to fight back. But we are fighting back, because unlike our opponents, we care about women and families, because we serve them every day.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Planned Parenthood, we see 3 million patients a year. One in five women has been to Planned Parenthood in the United States. We do more to prevent unintended pregnancy and the need for abortion than any organization in America.
Why would it be so controversial for you to say, when do you think life starts?
Well, I don't know if it's controversial. I don't know that it's really relevant to the conversation, but.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
Family planning is an important part of women's health, and reproductive health includes access to abortion that I believe should be safe, legal, and rare.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. It is tax day. So April 15th is here. I've got a piece up, by the way, at Fox News. Tax day reminder, IRS targeting scandal is alive and well. It is up on foxnews.com right now. The song you just heard was from our Jay Sekulow band. We've just put it up on the American Center for Law and Justice Facebook. It's the song Give a Little Bit. So it's tax day, and of course they're going to ask you to give a little bit. They're asking you to give a lot, actually, if you look at the tax code as it is now, and it continues to be increasing. But we're also talking about the fact that on tax day, we've got to really have a chance to reflect, and we do, to the fact that $1.5 billion of our taxpayer money is going to Planned Parenthood every single day. Money, if you take that $1.5 billion, just break it up over 12 months or over 36 months, it's a lot of money per day. An abortion every 90 seconds. And we're paying for it. And we're paying for it when we've got a conservative pro-life majority in the House and Senate. So that's why we're saying, especially on tax day, we need to take notice of this and take direct action on this. It's really critical. We want to hear from you, your thoughts and feelings about this on tax day, about your taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood, your thoughts about the president's comments and some of the others. But also, a lot of you called in yesterday that had experience with Planned Parenthood. We want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on this topic. Jordan and Than are in our offices in Washington, D.C. And Jordan, right now, as we look at it, there is a legislative movement that I think is pretty significant. Now, people are realizing as these numbers are now becoming public, this is a big dollar figure we're talking about, a really big dollar figure.
That's right. We're talking about $1.5 billion of funding to Planned Parenthood. That was between 2010 and 2012. And when you break that down and you look at the abortion different, this was because what Congress did, you know, the usual report was somewhere over $300 million, $330 million, up to sometimes nearly $350 million a year that was clearly going to Planned Parenthood and these abortion entities under Title X. But Congress expanded their inquiry to really look at the kind of reimbursements, the kind of funding at the federal and state level. And you look at this, you realize it's closer to about $500 million a year, $1.5 billion in 3 years that we're funding with our taxpayer dollars to the number one abortion provider in the world.
Great response on our petition. Almost 125,000 signatures. Our goal now, 150,000. It's very simple, folks, on tax day. Let's send a message to Washington, to the president. Don't take our taxpayer dollars and fund Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign the petition either online or on the phones. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And as I promised, our song out today, Give a Little Bit, from the Jay Sekulow Band.
The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court and Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Tax Day, we've got up our song Give a Little Bit that we did here at the Jay Sekulow Band. Just shot it last week with a live, we had a sax player and really added a lot to the song, and you want to check it out. If you do, you want to see the video, by the way, it's posted at our Facebook page at American Center for Law and Justice. It'll be up on my page a little bit later in the afternoon, but we encourage you to like it, share it, and get it around to your friends. We did that one for Tax Day. We're taking your phone calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I do need to say we've had a really good response to our desire to see Planned Parenthood stop getting our taxpayer dollars. And we're seeing that in big numbers. The question is, now I'm going to throw this to Than. The question is, we're getting a lot of people responding. Can we turn that into action, Than?
Yeah, I think we can. In fact, I think we got a good indication yesterday from Leader McCarthy that at least the paying capable bill is going to be back. But, Jay, we're asking for more than that. We're obviously asking for that Title X funding for Planned Parenthood to be stripped as well. And as Jordan talked about, we really don't know the full extent of the funding that Planned Parenthood gets. They have been hiding more than $200 million in Medicare reimbursements. We want that stopped as well. And frankly, we want an outright prohibition, Jay, because how many other hundreds of million dollars through other government programs are being hidden as well? We want all of it stopped.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Jordan, because you said a couple of years ago that we were reporting the number. I think we were saying it was $350 million a year. That you knew, you sensed that there had to be more. It just may have been shielded. And, of course, now we get the number, and it's a lot more than just a little bit more. It's almost 50% more.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're going now upwards of where it was around $300 million a year. Now it's $500 million a year. So, yeah, where you add $200 million more federal dollars and state dollars.
By the way, that's $350,000 a day over the last 3 years. Excuse me, $115,000 a day. Is that the correct number? Oh, over the three-year period, right. Per day? Okay, we're going to get you the right number, because when you divide $1.5 billion by 36 months, it's a lot more than that. So we'll get you the exact number, but the per-day number is huge. And Jordan, you sensed early on that there were other ways they were getting it, and they were just successful at hiding it.
Well, that's right. I mean, you're talking about an organization that is an industry. The way it operates in Washington, D.C., they put this funding. This is really their focus of all of their Washington efforts is to one, shield abortion, so make abortion as unregulated as possible, not treated even like a medical procedure, and so they don't have to meet those kind of standards. And then two, receive as much potential and possible funding
yep.
as they can. And so we looked at this, and even the Planned Parenthood International organization was receiving $31 million a year. I mean, so it's not even just in the United States that your taxpayer dollars are going to fund abortion. And you think about the foreign policy message that sends, that we're funding the number one abortion provider in the world, also at an international level to the tune of $30 million a year, to go and provide abortions in other countries.
You know, it's when you look at the number, here's the exact number. They're getting $1,369,863 per day. Per day. That's what they're getting from you and me. $1,369,863 per day from us. So let's send a message to Washington, and the message is no more. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. Let me urge you to go ahead and make that, add your name to this petition. It's critical we hear from you. But also, when you're at ACLJ.org, folks, we're at the midway point for the month of April for our matching challenge. And we've got a chance to really meet our challenge here. And you make a huge difference in that by going to ACLJ.org. You make an online gift at ACLJ.org, we're getting a matching gift for it. So whatever amount you donate, $5, $10, $50, we're getting a matching gift. So let me encourage you while you're doing that, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You also have the left, organizations on the left, pushing abortion practice. I want to play for you the soundbite, came off of MSNBC this morning, where they're talking about requiring doctors during their training to perform abortions. And by the way, we've had those cases. I'll tell you about the cases after that.
Help people understand why it's a core skill, why it's important for physicians to know it.
Some people are unaware that about 1 in 3 women in the United States has an abortion during her reproductive years. So abortion is very, very common. So if it's a procedure that 30% of women are going to have, it's something doctors need to know a lot about. They should know all the basics. And many of the skills that you learn through providing abortion are skills that are generalized to other things we do in the profession, some of the technical skills. So it's something you really need to know the fundamentals about to really understand it.
First of all, I don't believe that 1 in 3 women have abortions in the United States when abortions are down. Well, first of all, look at the number of live births compared. That's it. Planned Parenthood does most of the abortions. What's the number? 325,000 in a year? So these are bogus numbers. But the fact that MSNBC is saying this should be required teaching at the hospitals. Now, let me take it a step further. We are at the Supreme Court of the United States right now today. We will be filing in just a few days another brief in the case against Planned Parenthood. And that's where, folks, that's where we're making a difference. So we're not just talking about it. We're taking legislative action. We're taking legal action. And we're going to fight back. We've got a lot of calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Kelly in California on line 3, talking about her experience at Planned Parenthood. Kelly, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you.
Sure.
I had 2 abortions prior to becoming a Christian, and my second abortion experience was, I can't even begin to tell you. What happened was the doctor, it's a filthy office you go into. The doctor performed the abortion. I chose to be asleep. He did not capture all of the child inside of me. I went home, and a week later, I developed peritonitis and almost died. And when I crawled back to their little filthy clinic, where they do like the more dangerous ones, the experience is so demeaning to a woman because you go in, you have your abortion in a very demeaning fashion. You're thrown on a cot, given a cup of Kool-Aid, sat up and sent out the door. And let's talk about the slippery slide towards euthanasia.
Yep.
I now have 3 disabled, severely children. This is a slippery slope we're on in this country. If we are demanding, we say we're spending all this money, sending money internationally for these abortions,
yep.
And I know next thing, 20 years from now, we're going to be talking about who deserves medical care, especially with Obamacare.
Well, Kelly, that hard reality is today. I mean, that's already happening. And we talk about the aid that Planned Parenthood's getting. We mentioned this on the broadcast on Monday, that USAID, which is our International Humanitarian Fund from the United States government, is gave $128 million. $128 million to organizations promoting abortions. Now, what does that have to do with humanitarian food relief? Nothing. But you're absolutely right. This is an administration that is so beholden to the issue of abortion. Well, of course, it's the administration where the president of the United States says, you know, God bless you and God bless Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, none of this should be a shock. But I think the reality here is, Jordan and Thanos, we've got to make these situations, we got to turn it into legislative moves. We have to do that.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, we have to take the action people who have elected these pro-life members of Congress, Than, and it's turned into legislation. And doing it in the smartest way, in the best way. We know we have a pro-abortion president who has the veto power. At the same time, as we get later into the presidency, and we saw this with the Iranian sanctions issue, the compromise there between Republicans and Democrats willing to get something to the president's desk, you see that members of his own party start to shift. Now, it's a very pro-abortion, the Democrats, especially in the United States Senate, very pro-abortion for the most part. But, again, that when you look at some of these issues like the pain-capable abortion, where the science and the technology are starting to make the views of the pro-abortion community not just seem out of touch because the voters have elected pro-life majorities, but also just out of step with the reality of what happens at these procedures.
Yeah, there's no question we need to be smart and shrewd about it, Jordan. But I also just want to be plain with people. We also have to understand the brute political strength that the other side is bringing to bear on this issue. I mean, quite honestly, I think it was evidenced out by the fact that one of the very first people that Hillary Clinton met with in Iowa yesterday.
I was about to mention that then. Go ahead.
Yeah, a member of Planned Parenthood. But here's the reality. When we go into rooms on these policy issues, we hear time and time again that it is Planned Parenthood and NARAL that is in the room making the decisions for the political left in this town. We have to understand that we're going to have to be smart, but we're also going to have to rise up in very great numbers to counteract that force.
Folks, it's tax day. It's April 15th. You go to ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign this petition so your money doesn't go to Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me also tell you this. Folks, we're in the middle of our last 2 weeks here of our matching challenge for April. We need your help. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. $5 is 10, 10 is 20, 20 is 40, 40 is 80. You understand how it works. ACLJ.org, or you can call it in at 877-989-2255. But I really urge you to go to ACLJ.org. And you can listen to the song here also on our Facebook page.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat
Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Song Give a Little Bit on Tax Day. You know, you're expecting Tax Man, but we just came up with something different. The famous song, 1970s hit, Give a Little Bit. It's available right now on American Center for Law and Justice Facebook page. It'll be up on mine later this afternoon as well, so you want to take it there and share it with your friends. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign, aclj.org for that. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for it. Of course, our petition that's up, which is on Tax Day of all days, Let's Not Fund Planned Parenthood, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So let's go right back to the phones, Jordan.
Yeah, right to the phones. We go. Let's go to Yolanda calling from Texas Online, too. Yolanda, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Yolanda.
Hello. How are you today?
Good.
Okay. No, my thing is abortion is wrong, me in the eyes of God, and not just even for breaking up family. But I hate the way we always complain about the solution or the problem when it turns into something so much bigger, and yet we don't start at the bottom. And the bottom is making sure we take care of family.
Yep.
We don't promote self-esteem.
Right.
We're taking out mental health. We don't make sure that fathers are paying child support
yep.
payments,
You're
which
right.
leads to households, and then women having babies. And then we put all that on the women, and then we make men responsible. And yet even in our insurance don't want to pay for women to get breast exams, but yet they pay for that pill called Viagra.
Yep.
And then when man creates a child, then he gets to go. And
well,
woman
you're talking about a system that right now is not functioning, Yolanda. And a lot of what you said, I agree with. I mean, I think the destruction of the family, I think, has got disastrous consequences. I do think that there are groups. The crisis pregnancy centers do a phenomenal job of reaching out to women in crisis situations, and men for that matter as well. But look, I'm not going to take away anything you said. We've got to do a better job of reaching. It's not just the issue of abortion. It's creating a culture of life. I appreciate your call. We're taking more of your calls, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's get specific here, Than. You said that. Let's talk about the legislation that is being reintroduced. This is important here.
The legislation that is being reintroduced and coming back to the floor is the unborn the Pain Capable Unborn Child Prevention Act. That is the bill that would outlaw abortion after 20 weeks of age of gestation. So, Jay, this is something that people understand. This is the stage of pregnancy. It's actually most likely much, much earlier, but the stage of pregnancy where there's irrefutable evidence that a child feels pain, it would simply say that you can't have an abortion after that stage. That bill is going to come back to the floor in the next month, as promised by Leader McCarthy. We are also asking for the two funding bills that we've talked about to come back to the floor as well. But we're going to start with the Pain Capable bill. That'll be up in the next month. And then we're going to tackle these funding issues as we go through the appropriations process.
Let me give you the numbers here, folks, again. So my brother just emailed me this, too. It's $41 million a month. I mean, I want you to think about this for a moment. $41 million a month. Almost it's $1,380,000 a year, a day rather. $41 million a month. Their monthly budget, what they get in a month, is the size of many large organizations, and they get that in a month. And by the way, that's just what they get from us. And that's just now what we've uncovered. Who knows? Who knows how much more there is? So you're talking about a big dollar. I mean, it is a big, big dollar. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. And, you know, of course, on all of this going on, Jordan, taxpayer funding of abortion is still supposed to be illegal, but we know what they do. And let me say this before you comment. We've got a case against Planned Parenthood right now. It's at the Supreme Court of the United States. I guarantee you, the taxpayer dollars that we're giving them, they can move that around. So, in essence,
We are funding not just the abortions, we're funding their case. When we're in court against them, they're getting taxpayer dollars to defend themselves.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, not just a few either. I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. So the organizations that fight for life, like the ACLJ and others, I mean, when you look at the budgets of a Planned Parenthood, you are going up against a Goliath. It's just the same scenario as if you're talking about a huge corporation and almost like an individual, because this is over a billion dollar a year organization. Getting close to there, I think, $1.3 billion a year. They added an extra $93 million to their budget in the last year. And so when you look at fighting that, you're not just fighting an organization who's pro-abortion. You're fighting the industry that makes money off of abortion procedures. And so for them, that's why they fight so hard against any kind of restrictions, any kind of regulations, any kind of standards for abortion clinics, and they defend wholeheartedly these so-called doctors who perform the abortion procedures. And you look at, occasionally it gets in the news how horrific. You look at the Gosnell matter, but the truth is, it's ongoing. People were shocked, they were horrified. One doctor gets held accountable for these horrific procedures. Yep. And the way he was doing it, but the abortion industry continues on.
Well, folks, we're going to be taking more of your calls during the next half hour. Remember, if you're on SiriusXM, you get the whole hour of the broadcast. If not, just go to ACLJ.org. If your station's not carrying the whole hour, go to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Let's try to grab another call in here before the break. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Juna in Missouri on line 6. Juna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Juna.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
I just called because when my son was and his girlfriend were 18, she thought she was pregnant, and she went to Planned Parenthood, and they gave her a positive test and scheduled her for an abortion. And my son came over to me and told me what was going on, and I went to talk to her and asked her. I told her it is a thing for a woman that you need more than one opinion. It is, things can go wrong, so you really need to have a second opinion. So she agreed to a second opinion. I took her over to the women's friend, and they did the test. And she wasn't pregnant.
Well, there's
and
been...
so they were going to have an abortion.
Yeah.
That wasn't even an abortion, get charged for an abortion, and this little girl was not even pregnant.
Yeah. None of this surprises me. Unfortunately, Juna, or fortunately, I guess in your case, you didn't have the abortion, which is good. But the fact of the matter is, that does not surprise me. That's a kind of the modus operandi for Planned Parenthood. Let's not forget for a moment, folks, they are the largest provider of abortions in the United States. All right. We're going to be back for another half hour here. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Want to encourage you to sign on to our petition on tax day of all days. And that is, we no longer want our taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood. How about that for tax day? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign it there. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're also filing a brief on the Supreme Court of the United States. Guess who it's against? Planned Parenthood. So your support for the work of the ACLJ keeps us on the air, keeps us in the halls of Congress, keeps us fighting internationally, keeps us at the Supreme Court of the United States. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Tell the operator on the phone when they answer your call you want to support the work of the ACLJ. That makes a huge difference for us. That's how we're able to do this. So ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. I've got a page. ACLJ has a page. Even the Jay Sekulow Band has a page. And on the American Center for Law and Justice page right now is a video we just released for the song we've done for Tax Day. Give a little bit. Back with more in a moment.
We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
they always want you to give a little bit. The guys actually want you to give a lot. By the way, that song that we just did this week and then put it up on our Facebook for the American Center for Law and Justice will be on mine later this afternoon. We encourage you to share that with your friends. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We got a lot of calls that are coming in, so let's go right back to the phones here. We're talking on tax day. We figured out the numbers, folks. You're talking about $41 million a month. It's a big number. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to take a stand. That's what we're encouraging you to do. But we're also going to take your calls. So let's go right back to the phones.
Leonard calling in from California on line two. Leonard, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, how you doing? I got a quick question and a comment. I'm just wondering who to vote for. When I get my ballots, it doesn't say if they're Christians or not, if they believe in abortion. And
let me encourage you to do this, Leonard. Here's what you do in a political process. You study. Study the candidates' positions. You go to their websites, Republicans or Democrats. You find out what their positions are. They'll all have positions up. And then read articles. For instance, there's an article today. Guess which activist Hillary Clinton met with on her first day of campaigning in Iowa? The director of the Planned Parenthood of the Heartland for West Liberty in Iowa. That's who she met with. So, you know, free country, vote for whoever you want, but it's not hard to find this stuff out. And Jordan Thann, abortion will be an issue. It is always an issue in the political campaigns. They try to turn it into this war on women. I don't think that's going to work this time.
No, I mean, listen, the truth is that since all of that talk, you've had Planned Parenthood be exposed and the abortion industry be exposed through the Gosnell trial and a conviction there. And so people, again, they saw an insight into the abortion industry they don't usually see. That does not mean, however, that Planned Parenthood is not going to be extremely aggressive. I saw the Emily's List representative, which is a pro-abortion political action committee, on television defending Hillary Clinton every single move she made. I mean, it wasn't even about the abortion issue. It was just about looking forward versus looking back and trying to say that, you know, everybody on the right is looking back. And it all comes back to this issue. So it will be there, and certainly she has a lot of support. She has 100% voting record from her time in the United States Senate with Planned Parenthood and from their action committee. So this is, again, it's not as if she's the only potential candidate that would have this kind of support from them, but the day she announced, I mean, they're out with press releases praising it.
And Thann, how do you see the issue? Last time they tried to turn it into this war on women thing, how do you think it's playing out this time?
Well, I think Jordan's exactly right. But to the caller's point, to his point, when you're talking about an incumbent or when you're talking about someone like Hillary Clinton with a long track record on this, it can be it's very important to look at their actions. Let's put it that way. And I just go back to last month when it was not all people that were designated pro-choice individuals that actually scuttled that paying capable bill. So when you're talking about an incumbent, when you're talking about someone with a track record like Hillary Clinton, look at what they have done. Look at who they've taken money for. Look where they've cast their votes and look who they're associating with. In the case of Hillary Clinton, there is no guessing game here. She is in the pocket of the abortion industry. She is allied with Planned Parenthood, and there's just simply no question about it.
You know, it's interesting. I've got a brand new book that's coming out next month called Undemocratic. By the way, you can pre-order it hardback right now on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But I point in there that in 2012, the IRS requested additional information from 90% of the returns on families claiming the adoption tax credit. And they had very little recovery. There was no fraud. There was no anything. But yet, we're going to give $41 million a month to Planned Parenthood. Go figure where your priorities are. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign the petition. Folks, again, we are in the last couple of weeks here, or last 14 days of our matching challenge for April. We do it in March and April. These are big months for us. Your help makes a huge difference. And I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. And make your gift to the ACLJ. You certainly can sign on to the petition as well. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more. God,
The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. That's the song we decided to do for Tax Day. Not Tax Man, as most people expect, but the song Give a Little Bit, because the government's asking for more than a little bit, so we encourage you to pull that down or view it on Facebook. Many of you had, by the way, we've got a brief going in the Supreme Court of the United States on a Planned Parenthood case. That's going to be due in just a few days, and that's why we're in our matching challenge campaign, which, again, you can participate in at aclj.org. By the way, Tennessee the Senate just passed a 48-hour abortion waiting period. I think it's constitutional. I guarantee you it will be challenged by, guess who, Planned Parenthood. And they use our money to challenge that. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's, Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, Tim's calling in from Virginia online, too. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was a little troubled by something I heard on the show yesterday when that caller called in and was basically asking about abortion in the case of rape.
Yeah.
It sounded to me like you guys kind of took like a soft position on it. You were like, oh, well, that's something that's normally taken care of immediately.
Well, we were just stating the fact is that it's a, and Jordan can respond to this too, it's a red herring argument, because the reality is, first of all, the cases of rape, and this is what we said yesterday, Tim, the numbers are infinitesimally small compared to the overall number of abortions. That doesn't mean, by the way, taking the innocent child's life is the right thing to do. The law does allow an exemption in the case of rape. What Jordan was saying is where it's getting even absurd in the case of rape is some of these women will allege a rape in the sixth and seventh month of pregnancy to justify the abortion. But I'll let Jordan explain it.
Yeah, I was actually taking, Tim, a more probably more pro-life position than even where the pro-life community is right now, where usually there's exceptions for rape very clearly, and when there's a life situation between the life of the mother and the life of the child, the family making that decision, which is a biblical kind of principle. And so the family has to make that difficult decision, so that those exceptions are there, and they've been kind of a long-term exceptions in the pro-life community. Now, there was a whole issue over whether or not, with the five-month abortion ban and the pain-capable abortion ban, whether or not, how do you actually enforce that exception? And so do you require that if you're going to claim that the cause for the abortion is a rape, Does there have to be some kind of legal reporting there? And did you have to file some kind of report? Or can anyone just say 5 months in, 6 months of pregnancy, well, this is why I'm doing this, and it goes unchecked? And if that's the case, you're creating another health exception, which is another one of those very broad exceptions where if it affects the health of the woman, then the abortion is okayed. And that, of course, is a very expandable term, fungible term. And so that's really the issue is, and it's not about whether or not supporting these exceptions. It's how they are actually even enforced. So, and that's a question that Congress has to deal with.
So, Tim, does that help?
This whole case of rape scenario. All right.
Yeah, what they're doing is...
Well, that's a big problem. That's been a big issue, Tim. I mean, I will say that it is like a red herring, but it was a big issue in Than with the legislation. It was supposed to be passed months ago on the Pain-Capable Abortion Act. The stumbling point was the rape exception and the exceptions that were put in place and how they would be enforced because of the reporting requirement.
Yeah, and honestly, Jordan, this becomes a huge distraction ploy from the pro-choice community because, remember, there was an exception in this bill from the very beginning. Whether you think it should have been there or not, it was there, and they waited until the very last moment to make a big case about how the exception was worded. So it becomes, all of this attention is how the wording of a rape exception is in the legislation when the reality is 99.9% of these cases are pregnancies where there is dismemberment of a viable child. That's what we're talking about here. And the left waits till the very last minute to say you have wrongly worded an exception that is going to take place in only a very rare amount of situations. It is nothing but distraction. They are trying to distract you from the main issue at hand.
And I think that's why, Tim, we're fighting on so many fronts, including fighting, as I said, against Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court of the United States. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. So if you want to get in the conversation, again, let me encourage you, we are in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Today's a big day for that because it's the halfway point for April. This will give us a good sense of where it's going for the month. ACLJ.org, any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for, and that literally keeps us in court and doing this work around the globe. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take Sandy's call, Jordan on line 6.
Sandy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live, calling from California. You're on the air.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Jay and Jordan. Thank you for all the things you do over all these years.
Yep.
I just wanted to comment on the abortionists, a comment. You know, someday we all have to stand in front of Jesus and give an account of our life. And he's going to ask you, why did you kill all these babies that I created? And your only answer is going to be money, money and more money.
Well, there is no doubt, I have said this, that the religion of Planned Parenthood is abortion on demand. That is they worship at the altar of abortion. So I think that you've got to be really clear here what this really means. And I think that we've got to be very clear also that we're taking a pro-life position. But they are in the abortion business, no doubt about it. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Fan, let's talk about time frame here. What are we expecting to happen when?
Well, we talked about the pain-capable bill earlier in the broadcast. I think that will be on the floor of the House of Representatives this month. But, Jay, we also have to focus in on the timing of this whole appropriation cycle. You've been talking a lot about the $1.5 billion that Planned Parenthood's gotten over the last 3 years. That appropriation cycle wraps up in the fall. So, Jay, we've got to be involved from now until then in making sure that the language of the funding bills that pass out of the House and Senate speak to this issue. Specifically, the easy one to get at is the Title X Family Planning funding. There is no reason for us to send a bill to the president's desk that contains that funding. That should stop this year. You're actually going to hear from Diane Black on tomorrow's broadcast on how we hope to do that. That will be between now and the fall. But this next month, that pain-capable bill is going to be back on the floor of the House.
Well, and that's why we're going to be fighting aggressively on this, by the way. There's a story breaking out of a high school in Wisconsin. It's an unrelated topic, but if any of you listening in Wisconsin, you may want to contact our offices at ACLJ.org. Apparently, students are being required to pretend they're Muslims as part of a 10th grade world history writing assignment. I mean, could you imagine if they said, we want you to pretend you're Jewish or pretend you're Christian, what the reaction would be? But, because it's Muslim, they're going to get a free pass, apparently. If you're from Wisconsin, know anything about it, contact us at ACLJ.org. We're going to go right back to our phones, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to William in Idaho on line 5. William, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Well, William, we can't. You sound like you're in a wind tunnel there. So let's go to Lynette, who's calling from California. Hi, Lynette.
Hello, Jay. I just want to let you know there is another aspect of the abortion industry that I just recently became aware of, and it's the sale of aborted baby parts. It's grown into a million-dollar industry. I came across an article that's titled 101 Uses for a Dead Baby. Baby parts are used in products that we use every day, like cosmetics, shampoos, lotions. They use the collagen.
These reports have been verified by a lot of sources. I mean, we keep talking about this as an industry, Lynette. That's what we're talking about. I mean, Jordan, this is a business. It's gruesome. It's unbelievably bad. It's the destruction of innocent human life. But it is, as Lynette's pointing out, it's an industry.
Oh, it's a huge industry. It's a $1 billion a year industry, and it's one that receives a lot of federal funding. And, you know, in Washington, D.C., we're used to lots of entities, corporations, interests, and who really do get significant or sometimes even all of their budgets from federal financing. In Planned Parenthood's case, it's nearly half of their budget. So they're getting hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Just to Planned Parenthood of America, it's over $300 million a year. But that doesn't include their international entity. You can add another $31 million. You add their research institutes and other abortion-related organizations, and you're looking now at $500 million. So we're certainly, as taxpayers, helping keep afloat these organizations, and as you talked about that, it goes to their legal defense, it goes to their advocacy, it goes to activism, it goes to everything, but the actual procedure itself is the only thing they can't spend that money on.
Yeah, and so when you're talking about the fight here, you got to understand what you're fighting, a multi-prong and a big, big task. I mean, Fan, very quickly, Planned Parenthood comes to Capitol Hill, they've got a lot of ammunition.
They have a lot of people, they have a lot of grassroots efforts, Jay, and they have a lot of money. Listen, we have to face the reality. We are funding them. That frees up money for them to elect other candidates, and it is a circular cycle that perpetuates itself. Listen, we've got to rise up in numbers, we've got to rise up in force, and we've got to do it shrewdly.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110, that's 800-684-3110. Those of you following us on Twitter should download Periscope. Because when you do, we go to a lot of breaks, we're going to Periscope, so you could talk to us during the breaks here. So I encourage you to do that. You should be getting that on their Twitter feed, and you could download the app. If you want to support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org. Make that online donation. We're getting a matching gift for it, so we encourage you to do that, ACLJ.org. And if you want to call us, it's 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition. If you want to talk to us on air, encourage you to do it, 1-800-684-3110. 3110, 1-800-684-3110.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat
defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Details on this case out of Wisconsin. And so I hope this was assigned on April 1st. This is the question that I will give the class. Five-paragraph essay. Pretend you're a Muslim, male or female in the U.S. Give three examples of what you do daily for your religion and the struggles you face. Again, five paragraphs, introduction, three body paragraphs, and closing. Keep in mind we've been doing work and watching documentaries that have the facts needed to write the essay. Do what you can, and keep in mind you only need three examples. This is from Beth Urban, the U.S. World and History teacher at Union Grove High School. And it's up in the Wisconsin Daily Independent. We're going to verify this and find out if this is really an issue. If it is, we may be on top of this one tomorrow. We could usually settle these pretty quick. That was an inappropriate assignment. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, we've got our audience from Periscope here. And if you're new, there's a brand new app that is part of Twitter, right, Logan?
Right. It's owned by Twitter. And it's,
your microphone's out there. It's owned by Twitter. Can you do it now? Can we set it up or we can't do it? Because it's a brand new app that we have. Can you go on? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's owned by Twitter. So if you have Twitter, it's really integrated really easily. Just go to the App Store and download Periscope. And during most breaks, we'll be going live. It's live video streaming. And if you're part of the app and you're not watching online, you'll be able to communicate with us, and I'll be taking your questions, and we'll get to you during the breaks and even during the show. Right now, we got people watching all around the world right now. So if you want to join in the conversation over this segment, head on over to Periscope. And we also tweet out the link whenever you're going live so people can watch on their computer. You can't comment, though. You can't be a part of the conversation.
So you got to have the app to comment.
Yeah, you got to have the app.
So get that Periscope app. We're experimenting with it. Logan's working on that. We're doing it now. Let's take some more calls. 800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Joey, we got some people that have been holding for a while here. Let's get to them.
Yep, Sherry calling from California on line one. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I'm glad to be talking to you today, and
thanks.
I'm glad to be talking about this subject where we here in Southern California are trying to chase them out of our neighborhoods and put in a place where the women can come with questions other than, do you want to abort your baby?
You're talking about crisis pregnancy centers. I tell you, Jordan and I do a lot of speeches at crisis pregnancy centers. They do great work. But go ahead, Sherry.
Yes. So I wanted to magnify a little bit of what people can do to find out who's the better candidate. Are they either want a Christian? Maybe not. But they do, maybe they have a position on life. So how you can look that up is go to congress.org, or you can go to Numbers USA or Grassfire USA.
Yeah, Grassfire I know does a lot of work on it. Than, you can find out candidates' positions. Than Sherry heads up our government affairs office. You can find out the positions of the candidates.
Yeah, certainly you can find their records. You can often find them directly from the candidates' websites themselves. They will give you a position on this issue, but I would just encourage Sherry and the rest of the listeners, too. I mean, on some of these issues we're talking about, Jay, when you're talking about the funding of abortion or when you're talking about late-term abortion, even in a place like California, you are talking about an issue that 75% of the electorate or more take the pro-life position on. So no matter what district you're on, you can find the position of your candidates on these nuanced issues. And most of the time, even in a liberal district, the pro-life position is going to carry the majority of the electorate. So I would encourage her not to give up on them. Candidates should be supporting what their constituents believe on it.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else on that front is it's not hard. You could track this information down, folks. We encourage you to do it. Logan mentioned this. We've got this. We're using this Periscope app now, which is part of Twitter. We encourage you to be part of it, too. You can download it from Twitter, and you can find out whenever we're on live and we chat during the broadcast. Let's take another phone call, Jordan.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Jerry in California on line four. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate what you guys are doing. Listening about this abortion travesty stuff that's going on, and out of breath, ran back to my car so I'd have a good connection.
That's all right. Go ahead.
And wanted to, you know, bring about a new angle here. You guys have probably thought of this, but, you know, the pro-abortion people, you were talking about their distraction that they use about the healthcare benefits of having abortion.
Right.
Well, you know, what about the flip side of the coin there? What about all the health issues that come to people that have abortions?
Jerry, they don't care. I mean, the reality is they don't care. When you listen to what they say, this is Debbie Wasserman Schultz was on yesterday. Listen to this, number eight.
At what point is it appropriate to say it's no longer just between a woman and her doctor?
I'll speak for myself, but I think I can speak for most in my party, and that is that a woman's right to make her own decisions about her body should be between her and her doctor.
You would admit that you can't have women aborting third trimester babies just on a whim, right? I mean, so you agree certainly, there's some limits.
Certainly not on a whim, but we believe that that decision is best left not to government, but between a woman and her doctor.
So the Democratic Party's position, we're not taking sides here, but it's clear from Deborah Wasserman Schultz anyways, that they believe that a late-term abortion wouldn't be done on a whim, but can be done. That's Jordan and Fan, that's their position.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, I mean, you know, what does that mean? That's another one of those things where can't be done on a whim. They try to seize on trying to say that they're okay. You know, it's a thoughtful decision that it has to be, but they don't want any regulations around it whatsoever.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, not only on a whim, they actually oppose the mother being given all of the information about the procedure. They oppose her seeing a picture of what is growing inside of her. And Jay, that's why we have said for a long time, we've got to fight back on the vernacular on this. This is not the pro-choice community. They don't want to give you information to make a choice. They are the pro-abortion community, and we really need to reframe it that way.
Well, I'll tell you this, folks. We are going to reframe it, but we're going to focus this like a laser beam. Steve's calling from Arizona. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I just want to say Proverbs 6:17 said, God hates hands that shed innocent blood.
Yep.
And if our tax dollars are going to support that, we are all guilty.
That's why we as a people need to speak out against this. And let me encourage you in that regard to go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and have your voice heard. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. Jordan, it is time for America, especially on tax day. We're going to get this information to members of Congress to really speak out on this.
Absolutely. And this is a moment where you have an opportunity here to let your voice be heard loud and clear. Likely, I'm talking to everybody here I know that if you're listening to this broadcast, you're an informed person. You cast your votes. You try to support the pro-life candidates out there. You try to get involved on the issues and see what they're doing after they're elected to office. This is about really fighting the battles. And you don't say, well, there's a pro-abortion president, has a veto power, so we're not going to fight this battle. You think about the Iran issue that just this week. If those who question the White House and the administration position on the Iranian sanctions took that strategy on, they wouldn't have a compromise. And now the president is even saying that he may not veto this and may be okay with that. That's why you fight on all of these issues, and you don't back down. You have to keep fighting. It's a long fight. It's a tough fight. But we have a pro-life majority in the House and Senate, and they need to be speaking out, and they need your support as well. Call now. You add your name to our petition. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org. You can sign this petition online at ACLJ.org or by phone. You can call right now, 877-989-2255. That number's toll free, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Come on.
We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.